everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us this week. We are your hosts, David and Jessica. Make sure you follow Super Humanistic on everything. Hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. And make sure that you share this episode and podcast with someone that you love that needs more health and wellness tips in their lives. Well, last week we talked about squatting. And as my wife likes to say, not the one where you take over a house. So squats, and really just how important squatting is, how people do it every day in their lives when you're just getting up and down from the couch, getting in and out of your car. So we go into squatting and take a deep dive there, talk about all the benefits of squatting, different workouts, and what happens to your back and your body if you don't squat. So go back and listen to that episode if you want to learn more. This week, we're going to be talking about treadmills. So that's a love-hate relationship, I think, that a lot of people have when it comes to treadmills. But I think treadmills are great. They offer a lot of convenience. Rain or shine, cold or hot, you can always jump on the treadmill and get your workout in. So no more excuses for those out there that are looking for an excuse to not get your walking or running in. Great thing about treadmills as well, you can adjust the incline, adjust the speed, so it's more of a controlled environment for you. And later we'll get into some individual workouts that you can do and some variations there. Another great thing about treadmills is that you can go ahead and watch your favorite show, you can read a book, you can get caught up on stuff, so you can multitask and yes. Not use that excuse of I never have enough time to walk on the treadmill or never have enough time to read. You can do both at the same time. So I think you're going to get into a little bit of the benefits of using a treadmill.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. So as my husband was saying, no excuses, treadmills, you really can do it at any time. They even have at work now treadmill desks. So if you're interested in what that would look like, I know where I work, they actually do have a treadmill desk, and I've tried it out, and it helps because you can do a task mindlessly. A couple weeks ago, we did an episode on rowing. Obviously, rowing, we were saying, is not like the treadmill. You have to actually use your mind as you're rowing, which is good for that, as it adds a challenge, that mental challenge, where being on a treadmill will offer you to be able to do other activities while you're simply walking. It's so versatile, like the many different workouts that you can do on a treadmill. That's what makes it such a great equipment to have, whether you own it or at the gym. So benefits include your cardiovascular health. I know we've talked about this in the past as well, but walking in general or working out is going to improve your cardiovascular health. Obviously, you'll see some weight loss depending on, of course, your diet with this working out, but weight loss when you're on the treadmill. Strength training, it actually does build or strengthen your lower body, so your legs are going to be strengthened as you work out on the treadmill. Your injury recovery rate, actually, it's better for your injury recovery because it's easier on our joints, especially if you are doing a steady pace of a walk at a slight incline. That's going to be a lot easier on your joints rather than walking at a zero incline. The incline does help with the joint muscles or with your joints. Your bone density, so incline walking again helps with that bone density. Obviously, it's safer to walk on a treadmill versus walking outside, especially when it comes to the colder months, right? There's ice, there's rain sometimes. If it's storming, there's no excuse because you have a treadmill and that's inside. If it's too hot for you to walk outside, being inside on the treadmill is something that you could do. And then vice versa, too cold, you want to be inside on the treadmill. Also, it's not going to be as challenging as walking outside or hiking with those inclines that you'll get with hiking. But again, safer because you don't have the other obstacles of various tree branches in your way or little holes and dips. And so it's definitely safer to be on the treadmill. And then the variability in what you are able to work out, like different incline modes, different speeds that you can run at. There's so much that you can do with the treadmill. And then interval training. So this, I think, is the greatest benefit, is that you're increasing your VO2 max, which is your body's measure of how much oxygen you're able to use during exercise. So increasing your VO2 max is actually going to help you have a greater exercise or a better exercise in other areas as well, because your body is able to have that endurance and sustain the workout for longer periods because you're able to use more oxygen then. So those are some of the benefits that I came up with. And then we have some various workouts that you can do. So some of the different workouts you could try on the treadmill, like my husband was saying, you can do the interval, and then I like to actually watch shows. So there's days where I'm like listening or watching one of my shows, then I'm not going to have my speed really high because I feel if I'm running, I need to just listen to music. Otherwise, I'll end up tripping and falling. I don't want to be that person in the gym. So on those days that I'm watching a show or reading a book, I'll have my incline walking. So with that, what I do is I set it to the highest incline it can go. And then I have it actually at the lowest speed it will go while it's at a high incline. And then every 15 seconds, I'll increase my speed. And then every minute, I decrease the incline. And then I get it to where I'm at a speed of 4. Once I reach that 4, I feel like that's my natural walking pace. So when I get to my natural walking pace, then I start to decline in my pace and then increase in my incline. So that's one example of incline walking that you can do. There's also speed workouts. So those are the days I'm listening to music and I am getting my heart pumping a lot more. For speed workouts, you're really increasing the speed, right? So I start at a higher speed, maybe at a 6.5, and then work my way down in speed. My incline is not going to be as high because I'm going at a faster speed. So I might stick to a 2.0 incline, 2.5. And then as I lower my speed, I increase with the incline just for that variety for my muscles as well. And then the last one is the high intensity interval training. So those HIIT workouts, those are like doing sprints. So maybe you have it, I'm going to walk for 2 minutes and then I'm going to set it to like a 7 or 7.5, or some people I've seen do a 9 speed wise and just sprint for a full 30 seconds and then decrease your speed back down. So that would be like those HIIT trainings at walk for 2 minutes, sprint for 30 seconds or a minute, go back to 2 minutes walking, sprint again. So really there's so many different workouts that you can do. I know my husband has one that we were reading about and I was like, oh, that seems so cool. So
yeah, this is one that's a popular treadmill workout on social media. It's been making waves there. It was created by an influencer named Lauren Giraldo. And the reason that it's popular, I think, is because it's simple and effective. One good thing about it is you can kind of just it's easy to set it up. So for example, you're going to set the treadmill to an incline of 12. You're going to go with the speed of 3 miles per hour. And you're going to walk for 30 minutes. So there you go. Pretty simple there. Low impact workout. That's going to be great for burning calories and building endurance without putting too much strain on your joints. So a lot of people have found success with this workout, the 12-3-30, because it's easy to follow and can be done by really anybody of any fitness level. So that's going to allow you to get your heart rate up and break a sweat without feeling too overwhelmed. So it's a great way to get started for those who are just getting started with working out.
Yeah.
So what happens, kind of that leads into our next point. What happens if you don't take time each day to walk or get some sort of a form of exercise? Really, physical inactivity can lead to a whole range of health issues, including weight gain, decreased cardiovascular health and even mental health problems with increased anxiety and depression. So our bodies are really designed to move, guys. So make sure you're really getting out there and moving. You basically don't want to experience any of this stiffness or muscle loss or decreased overall energy levels, especially as we age. And of course, we're getting older every single day. So it's very crucial to get daily movement. And a great way to do that is to walk on the treadmill. So that is what we have for you today.
So try to aim for 25 to 30 minutes a day on the treadmill. And that's it.
All right. Well, hopefully you enjoyed this episode. Make sure you follow Superhumanistic on all socials. Hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. And share this podcast with your friends and family so they can start incorporating more health and wellness tips to live a healthier, happier life. So remember, consistency is key, and every step you take brings you closer to becoming more superhumanistic. We'll see you next time.
Bye.